Hey, everybody, Rob here. And what you are about to hear is a podcast of my conversation with Shane Powers, who is going to be here in my studio to talk about everything Survivor Second Chance for the one and only time. This interview, I'm sure, will contain strong language and will not be suitable for children or people who do not want to hear said strong language. Do not listen to this at work. Do not listen to this with anybody who is easily offended. And if you are easily offended, please do not listen to my conversation with Shane Powers. And I will present this interview to you without any further commercial interruption other than to say The Evolution of Strategy, Volume 2, which will include Chapter 12 about Survivor Panama and talk of Shane Powers. That will be dropping. Chapter 11 will be dropping this Friday on evolutionofstrategy.com. So check that out as well. It's going to be a long summer of no Survivor, so plenty to do with the Evolution of Strategy. Check out Chapter 11 dropping this Friday at evolutionofstrategy.com. And so, without further ado, here is the Survivor funeral of Shane Powers. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Wait, here we are.
Is that girl on the season?
Yes, that's Lindsay. That's Lindsay. Shane is pointing to Lindsay on this on the monitor behind me. No, I this is Rob Cicerino. We are live here tonight.
I have no idea who Lindsay is. That's probably not good for Lindsay.
It's not great for her.
Okay.
This is the darkest timeline. It's the worst case scenario. We are here, and Shane, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's not. We got to stop with the whole, it's not the worst thing that's ever happened.
It's not the worst thing that ever happened, but it was the worst thing that's happened this week.
Sure. It was, how about this? Not even that. It was the worst thing that happened yesterday.
Worst thing that happened yesterday.
For sure. Oh boy.
Yeah. Here we are. Shane is here at my house. And am I in any danger that you're going to burn my house down?
You are not in any danger. Good. It's, I'm actually going to come with something that's interesting. Because most people find, I give most people the caricature of myself, right? I think everybody has two people, and they have the show, and then they've got the real guy. And I give especially the Survivor people, I give them all the show. Tonight, I'm going to give everybody the real guy.
Yeah.
As much as I can. I'm going to bust your balls a lot, obviously.
That's fine. That's what people want.
And because I do this for a living too, I do a radio show. I don't want to take over the conversation. You're the guy. I'm very proud of you. You have a very nice home. It's in the middle of nowhere, but you have a nice house, and the kid looks happy. He's got toys everywhere.
Yeah.
Your wife looks great. And we'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Okay. Take us through last night when you're there. Do you want to start with, can you tell us a little bit about like the being there?
Through the whole thing.
Yeah. Take us
through the whole experience. Cause they locked us up on Tuesday night. You have to understand that I listened to your guys' podcast the night before.
Yeah.
I was locked up in the hotel. I got there at about 10:30 and I had anxiety. I was like, okay, this is all starting. This is all happening. But I didn't have any anxiety about not getting on.
Okay.
I was just like, okay, we're getting close. We can get into some other information later about, because people were pre-gaming.
Yep.
And so there's all that going on, but I'm in the thing and there's this anxiety ridden. And you've also, if you haven't gone through the show, it's about a 3-month process. And the closer and closer you get to getting on the show, you have to start to ramp down your real life.
Yeah.
Like you have to start getting all these, you have to get all the loose ends tied up. And, it's a really important time for my job. And so being down for 60 days,
your rent has to get paid. Your car insurance has to get paid.
Yeah. All this is good. And then, but also you have to start to kind of emotionally disengage from your real life, 'cause you're headed into this other parallel universe.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot out of somebody. It took a lot out of me. I don't know about anybody else. So I've closed off the world. I'm locked up into the hotel room. I'm listening to your thing. You're talking about the election results, the straw poll stuff. We still had our phones. I was looking at the exit polling and I'm like 95, 92 or the, whatever the Reddit was.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I mean, there's just no way that I'm not on.
Yeah.
Then I start listening to you and you kind of bum me out a little bit. You're like, bubble. And you kept telling me bubble. And I was like, and this is where I guess the delusion on my part comes in. Cause I'm like, okay, hold on. It's been 10 years since I've been on. I was a wild character. I was one of the very first like character driven guys on the show. There had been a lot of close calls. This is now the fans and it's a second chance. I'm thinking to myself, if there's anybody that deserves a second chance more that hasn't already played once, I would have put myself right where the voters did.
Yeah.
So you freaked me out because you're like bubble guy. And I was like, okay, this is strange, but he's out of his mind. This fucking guy doesn't know what he's talking about. We wake up. I order a bunch of root beer floats. I'm making jokes. I get up. We go to the thing. And the weird thing is that they put us all, we're all in the hotel. There's like, and then they put 32 people on a van.
Yeah.
And it's all of us.
Yeah.
And they drive you to.
And you had to have hated that.
I didn't hate it because it was the first time I was around their energy and you've been locked up and you're this whole thing. You're excited because you're getting ready to start and you've been on the show. So you know that like just interacting with people and even though you can't talk, it's your energy and the thing and making people laugh and your eyes and you're starting the game and the energy on the, and again, when these people come off, by the way, no one will care about it after they come off, but to a man, everybody on that bus thinks I'm going.
Yeah.
That's at least how I feel. Mm-hmm. Right. That's how, I mean, everyone is looking at me like, so we get off the thing, we go into a green room and then you have to sit around for like 5 or 6 hours in this green room. They get you in a wardrobe, this, that, and the other. And you can just vibe everybody's energy. Like there's people that are, you know, like Spencer, you could vibe. He knows he's a lock. Mm-hmm. There's Vetus, who you know is a lock. There's the cast broad, you know.
Yeah.
But there's energy going on where people, because you spend 6 hours in a room, you start to vibe everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that are really, you can just tell they're bummed.
Yeah.
And I, on the other hand, was walking around feeling like Cass and Spencer. Like the last thing on my mind is that I'm going to get clipped. So, and I feel like everyone else in the room, because you move around, I'm moving around, I'm smoking every 5 minutes. You're watching the show, you're laying around, you kind of make people giggle. And I think everybody to a person in the room is like, there's no way this guy's not getting on. And then they take you out for the rehearsal. And this is where I got the first bad sign.
Yeah.
This is where I knew I could have had some trouble. Was they were walking you through and to sit you down and they were rehearsing how it was all going to go down. And when I saw my seat and I was seated next to Jeremy and in front of me is Spencer, the man buns,
Joe
and Brad.
Yeah.
I'm doing that little weird math as far as production goes. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not good for me because Jeremy's recent. He's a good looking kid.
Yeah.
He was interesting. He's black. Like there's a lot going on for Jeremy. Yeah. Right. And so I'm looking at this five of us going, holy shit, Brad and I could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get into my head about it. And then I'm watching the rehearse come down and I'm like, okay, there's Savage and the thing and the deal. So we go back to the room and this is the first time I've been like, okay, something's bummed. This is a bummer. But I don't really think much of it. We get ready to go. We sit down. And then as it's happening, I'm watching it get called off. And the second Savage and Dietz both get called. And I look forward and I see Jeremy, Man Buns, and Spencer.
And are you keeping like a mental track? Okay, that's six. Okay, that's seven.
Well, I'm doing the math
as
they're calling everybody up.
Right.
Like, and then I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Terry and Savage go.
Right.
And I know these three are a lock.
Yeah, those two guys in front of you. Yeah.
The two guys in front of me, Jeremy, the Varner guy. I mean, so I know I'm fucked.
Yeah.
At that point, I know. So I'm waiting for the Grim Reaper to make his way down. To cut my throat. But I knew I was done. Cause I think after Savage and Terry, he goes somewhere else first. He went to some chicks or something.
Yeah.
Steven
and Wu, were they in there first?
Steven and Wu went up and I knew I'm fucked. I know. Right. And so he comes to me and he looks up and I was like, I'm not going to give this guy the the satisfaction of looking at him. So I just looked away and he said, you're not on. And I was like, I look up at the crew, at the cast that's already picked, and I see like drop mouths, and I'm looking back at them going, I just have no idea how this is happening.
Yeah.
And because I had a pregame alliance and with four of us total.
Yeah.
And that happens on an all-star season. They may not like it, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
Mine was good.
Yeah.
We were locked.
Yes.
We were in a good spot. I'll never tell you who that is because I'll let them do that because I don't want to interrupt their game. But we were in a really good spot from how I felt, because I'd looked around and I knew you can also vibe people's fear. Like I know some people that I think Sierra without a doubt is in an alliance.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there was because every person I talked to, it's like, you know, I'm not doing the pregame alliance thing. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Everyone's reaching out. Right. Yeah. And hopefully, and I found my spot. I found exactly where I wanted to be. I thought it was innovative. I thought it was clever. I thought it was, we're going to see how it all flushes out because clearly they're now out there and they're going to, I would imagine, move forward with the plan. And that'll be really fun to watch because I sort of manufactured the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so that'll be cool to watch. After people eat, because we were fed a couple of times, because it's not like you're constricted to where you're sitting. After people eat, I think they're at their least, they're most comfortable.
Relaxed, right.
So I immediately started watching who was sitting next to each other right after they ate. And there were weird pockets of people that were sitting next to each other. And then you start to do the math. You're like, right, that's Sierra. And she's sitting next to Monica. And I'm doing the math and I'm thinking to myself, okay. And then there's other people, but I don't want. And then there's the other people that are just lone birded out. And you know they haven't made it. Like Keith has made no alliance.
Okay.
Jim, poor Jim Rice he wasn't even in the mode of thinking alliance. He's just hoping to God to get on the show.
Right.
T-Bird, my heart breaks for, because I'm going to take the weekend. Because I'm a human being, right? So the second, there's disappointment involved. You've spent 3 months trying to get this cracking. This is the fourth or fifth time I've done this.
Yeah.
And I mean, basically America blindsided me, right? So America got the first, and this is the, no one really got blindsided last night except for me. So now America can rejoice in the fact.
I don't know, especially the people that you're talking to tonight, the people that are there listening to this, like nobody is, you're talking to the people that are, this is like the concession speech that you're in the auditorium after the election was over talking to your constituency.
Here's the deal. There's certainly a part of self-delusion on my part, thinking that my Survivor brand was bigger than it was. 100%. It's been 10 years. This is what I think has happened. There's the recency and the casual fans, whatever those are. They're like the Democratic Party, right? They're all not voting for me.
Okay.
And then there's the Republican Party, which are the hardcores.
Yeah.
And then the inside, there's the moderate Republicans who dig me, but are like, oh, he's an asshole. And then there's the Tea Party cats who are hardcore obsessive all over me.
Voting.
Passionate about me.
Yes.
And what happened for me is that sect, because they're the loudest, they're the most passionate, they're the ones that are going to tweet 300 times a day. You're like, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm good. So what happened was, this is what I think happened. The casuals not in, half the hardcores were not in. And I have my beautiful little passionate core of people who really kind of get me or you know, enjoy my antics and like my sardonic sense of humor. And they didn't get me in. I mean, they didn't get me through. That's what I think happened.
Yeah. I think that makes the most sense.
I don't think there's any conspiracy theories. I don't think there's any
conspiracy theories because from what I heard, you know, production was not happy about this. Like this was like from talk. I went to the after party last night. I heard from people who, like people who talked to Lynn, people like on the production side are all like this was bad. Like
I have two relationships.
Yeah.
With the production people. I have Lynn, who's incredible.
Yeah.
Lynn and I have been best friends, not best friends, but
good friends.
Yeah. Insofar as Survivor Land, she's my best friend in Survivor Land, not in my real world, but we've gone through this
for me.
Not you.
Okay.
You're close. You're a family. You're a survivor. I mean, I think that, but by the way, I also think I've done you really right. I don't talk to anybody else. No one else is getting anything. People called. I was like, never. Entertainment Weekly knows not even to. I don't give anybody content except for you. Like I, and in this small little pocket world of Survivor, I'm the, it's
it does not go unappreciated.
I mean, how about this? Would you rather me move to Mertz or Survivor Oz? I've been very loyal
that,
to you.
I, look, I
for
appreciate
no
that.
Reason other than the fact that I respect you.
And I don't want anybody to think that I tell you like, hey, like, this is not like, you know, Leno Letterman, 1992 or anything like that. You do whatever you want.
I do whatever I want. And the bottom line is that you have earned my respect and I will only go here because I respect what you've done.
Yeah.
And you're the best at it. I mean, the rest of these people, I can't.
Yeah, well that's a little, we don't have to talk about.
Okay, great. Let's move on. What do you need? Okay. Like, production was pissed. I have Lynn and me are very good friends in my Survivor land. She has done this 4 or 5 times with me. She's not in it to try and bum me out. Like she really wants me to get back on the show. The thing about Jeff, right? And this is purely conjecture, but I've bust Jeff balls a lot because I feel like I don't have any contact with him. We don't talk. I think the day that I got clipped for Russell.
Yeah.
Years ago on Heroes vs. Villains, I got drunk. I was in bed. I was hammered and I called him and was like, you're a fucking asshole. And we hung up. And that was the only time I've talked to him. Right.
So you just called up Jeff Rose on the phone.
I got clipped and then months went by and I had gotten drunk and being drunk is never good.
Yeah.
And I was on a big drunken run and I watched some preview special of Heroes vs. Villains and I was wasted and I don't know how I had Jeff Probst's number, but I either texted him or called him. I was in a blackout and I was just like, you're a fucking asshole and I can't believe you did this, you fuck. And I went after him.
Wow.
And that's the only time we've ever talked. Now, I bust his balls on social media all the time, too. And like 3 weeks ago, Julie Berry had hit up a tweet and I was like, she was like, God, I wish I could go back out there with you. She tweeted me and I replied, you shouldn't have fucked the boss.
Yeah.
Right. So
this was on Twitter
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So that's funny to me. Right.
Yeah.
For me, and this is, I think that Jeff would have the same sense of humor. He seems to be a guy who would be in on the joke. If he isn't, and he's petty, and he personalizes that, then I'm fucked.
I feel like that's like if this was like a text message, like I think that I bet he would see the humor in that, but probably not on Twitter. Like
about this? I'm never going to stop being me.
Right.
And the bottom line is that if I'm that deep into the thing and it's good for the show.
Yeah. I don't think that's the difference between you getting on and not.
Smart enough to go, it doesn't matter what this guy does, cause he's going to be good for the show that I now partly own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense for Jeff to not put me on the show. And I also think somebody close in his camp reached out to me last night. Cause I put up a tweet, like, unless Jeff is, because I was confused. I hadn't worked out the math in my head. And I said, maybe Jeff's being petty. A source close to him hit me up on like a direct message and said, I promise you that's not what's going on. And I believe that.
Here's what I think where you got screwed. So they put out this thing. Okay, Survivor Second Chance. It's a vote. Fine print. Producers are going to have the final say. People went on social media and said, like, this is why And then Jeff came out and said, whoa, we went to our lawyers. Like we voted out the lawyers. This is all on the fan ballot.
Do you believe that? You don't believe that.
You're sitting here with me.
Right. I don't, there's no way there's no way that they're giving up power of the final casting to America. Not because of me, but because it could have just gone south 15 different ways. Mm-hmm. I also and listen, you can take something off the internet and say we changed it. You know what I mean? And there's not going to be that many calling for the contractors, the legal aides. So no, I think that the people didn't vote for me and I came in out of those 16 people, actually 15, I came in 12th or 13th or 14th out of those 12 people. So I guess that makes sense. Or I think that CBS, it's not Jeff being petty. CBS might have been like, we need an Asian, we need a black guy, because they definitely don't want to go out looking like Whiteville.
Well, I mean, that hasn't stopped them before. I mean, but as far as diversity goes, you have PG out there, you have Tasha, you have Jeremy. Yeah, I mean,
listen.
Like I just can't imagine that they were that concerned about, hey, we need, like, this is going to look really bad if we don't have Wu out there.
Yeah, or
if
we don't. This? Yeah. I don't think that either. I don't. Yeah. I think what happened was is that I came in 12th or 13th. I mean, yeah. I think that I didn't get enough votes. So that's what I think happened.
I agree. And but I feel like if that clause was still in there and they could, and production was going to say, like, hey, this is just a recommended cast from America and we'll have the final say.
You think they would have put me in?
I think so. But I think that maybe they might have put, or I think that they could have put Brad in there too. Like it seems like a couple of these guys that we know are going to be good TV that don't make the cut.
Right.
And a couple of people that are, I don't know if they're going to be great TV. And I don't want to, you know.
No. As I work through it, and believe me, I'm not that far away from it, but as I work through it, there's no, I didn't get voted on. That's
yes,
what happened.
Yes, I agree.
Period, the end. So.
And I think that one of the things that ended up happening was that people voted for, like, the mass audience voted for good guys. They voted for all the nice guys.
Okay.
You know, I think that everybody that gets voted, and anybody that had a little bit of being either a jerk or mean or something like that, although those are the guys that didn't get on.
Is Survivor, is it family entertainment?
I think so.
It's 8 o'clock.
CBS.
It's white people in Indiana.
Yeah.
It's middle
America.
Folks.
Yeah.
So it is family entertainment. So I'm never going to poll well with family entertainment.
Yeah.
I'll poll well better at 11:30.
Yeah. And you played on a season with all really likable people. Like you were there with Suri, you were there with Terry, you were there with Aris. So you were like all like the baby face. Good guy people, and you were the unsavory character with those people.
I'm so savory to myself. Oh, lovely. I'm a savory man.
Yeah.
How about this? I want to talk about, because here's the thing. I'll talk shit about people and I have fun because, No. I mean, not right now, but I mean, like when I went on your interview a couple weeks ago, I talked shit about some people because I'm talking shit about their persona.
Yeah.
Or what I've seen on social media. That being said, the second you have a heartbeat, like I meet you personally,
it's
hard for me because I'm
now
not
you say
a bad
like
guy.
You met all these people now?
I met all these people yesterday. I mean, I didn't meet them because we didn't get to speak, but I am so bummed for Jim because he's heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like his heart is broken.
Yeah, I talked to
half.
Him last night. Yeah.
He is, he's heartbroken. And I don't know how long it's going to take for that guy to get over this. Right.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad for him. The T-Bird girl, I don't know her, but my heart is broken for her because she wanted it bad. My heart is not broken for me. I bury myself. I put myself in major positions of I don't want any. That's the other thing is that, I'm sorry, Shane. And I hate Don't feel not one person out there should feel sorry for me.
No. Can I ask you a question? I don't really know why you wanted to go back. Like, I feel like a lot of times what I say about Survivor is for people who don't have anything else better going on.
Well, I think, like, or they're at a crossroads in their life.
Yes. Or they're, it's going to be something, but you're a guy,
their career.
Yeah.
Or,
and you're a guy you've done well. You don't seem like you want for much. Why would you go through this aggravation again?
Because, and I was talking about this with my woman. There is, it's this weird emotional tick now that I have with this show. It's the 12-year-old kid who's like, why can't I get back on, or why don't they want me again? It's a lot of that. I can't believe that. Why do you guys not like me? Why can't I get back on? There's that little 12-year-old kid in me that has that tick going on. And then there is no experience in the world that can replicate it. Right.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's like a demented vacation with throwing $1 million into the mix to bring out the very worst in human beings. Yes. Like, to me, that sounds like an amazing vacation.
Yeah.
Not to my girl, probably not to you.
Right.
To me, that's it's the tick.
But you also don't like the, we've talked about this, and I think you had a quote on one of the interviews that we did, like the person with the lowest moral code will always win this game.
Correct.
And you don't like that part of the game, correct?
I don't like that part of the game. However, I think that there's a way to play. I think there's a way to play the game and not do that. Like, there's a difference between the game and there's a difference between dirty. And as I get older, mm-hmm. It's less and less of a drag that I've ever been on the show again. That being said, there's a different, like Tyson, when he won his blood versus water, and this is he's a sweet kid. I've met him.
Great
right.
Guy.
Sweet kid. He played within the realm of what I think is decent. Like he fucked some people over, but it's the dirty part where the Vlachos and the swearing on your thing. And again, that's what makes the game great. Everyone has a different idea of what's okay and what's acceptable and what isn't. Mm-hmm. Right. That being said, I think there's a way to play the game and not forego your own moral code, and you can win. It's a fascinating endeavor. I am definitely done.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's nothing they could say. There's nothing they could do. This was a really wonderful decade trying to get back on this thing, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Exhausted. So
if they said you're definitely on, not a vote.
No, they've done this before.
Yeah.
Just for the history, the fans versus favorites was right after 12. I was like, I can't, I'm coaching. Heroes versus villains, clip the day before.
Right.
Eat a dick, everybody. Go suck, fuck you, win, you're a cunt, like the whole thing. 3 years later, they're like, your bag's packed. Yep. Oh, that was the first, don't worry about it. Yeah. That was the first thing Lynn said to me. She's like, hey, it's Lynn, don't hang up, your bag's packed.
For what, for this?
For Ozzy coach.
Okay.
That season.
Okay.
I believe that Ozzy was the replacement. I believe it was going to be Zany coach Shane.
Yeah.
I was too drunk to make it on because I was in a two-year blackout.
Yeah.
So I didn't get on for that. Blood versus water a year ago, I said never. And then this one, just it all felt very right. Second chancers. Mm-hmm. I did everything I could. I'm in the best headspace I've ever been in. And this didn't work out. So it's not really, I'm not a big meant to be guy. But I definitely can't imagine ever Lynn calling me and me going, oh yeah, I want to sign up for this again.
Yeah.
Because I thought for sure this thing was rigged for me to get on. Yeah. If anything, with the fan vote. And again, that leads into my delusional nature of he's the one guy we got to see again. Well, clearly that was not the case.
It wasn't how enough people were voting of who's going to be good TV. It was, who do I like?
Right, but even in the 10 years, I'm delusional enough to think that people would, fuck that guy, I want to see that guy again, mm-hmm. whether I hate him or love him. He's, you know.
Yeah.
It's not outplayed.
Talk to me about some of the people that got on. Are you excited for Terry?
I'm so happy for Terry. How about this? The other thing, and I think this guy probably bumped me out, is Savage.
Yeah.
Super happy for Savage.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy. I've never spoken to this dude. We're totally different creatures. Just like Terry and I.
Yeah.
When I listened to his interview with you, there was a haunting in him mm-hmm. and a sadness and an absolute emotional need to do this again for him. Right. Yeah. So I'm happy that that's going to happen for him. And I only hope that he doesn't, I hope that this, he needed, cause he, I think he's got a pretty good life too, this guy.
Oh yeah.
I hope that this fills his need or gets rid of that haunting in him. Cause he seems like a lovely guy.
What do you think would be worse, to not get on or to go on? Somebody's going to be the first boot. Somebody's gonna be the second boot. Somebody's gonna be the third boot. The people that go on and this is their second chance and then it doesn't go well. Is that going to be worse than the people who didn't go on and just got to, okay, let me just go back to my life and not go through now, take off these 2 months and go out there and then.
I mean, to fight like you did, get voted on and then go quick. Because
one of these people is going to win. And one of these people is going to be the first person off.
It's going to have to sit there for 36 days. I hope it's the Joe kid or.
Why do you hope it's Joe?
Because he didn't really take this very seriously. Mm-hmm. He seems like a sweet kid too.
Yeah.
But he didn't take this very, like, he kind of has, he's been, he was a little bit careless with it. Like, he knows he's getting on. Mm-hmm. There's this Jim Rice guy who's just destroyed.
Right.
And so I would like it that he goes out first. Mm-hmm. Plus, I don't think he's got it. He can't win it.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Nobody's going to let him get close to that money.
No one's going to let him win it.
Yeah.
No chance.
Especially after what we just saw him do. Wait, tell me this. When you're sitting there in that room and Shireen is talking about in that final tribal council, hey, guys, just so you know, I made my first million when I was 25 and that didn't matter.
Well, to me. Clearly she's not doing that on the tribal council thinking that she's coming back.
Of course not. Right? Of course not. I'm sure she's like, oh, I hope they don't put that in there. I hope they don't put that in there. But when you're sitting there,
you can't fault her for having that conversation.
Oh, no, I'm not faulting her. I'm saying when you're sitting there in the room, though,
I think there's like a way to maneuver that. I think there's you can maneuver around that. Okay, if you're on the island.
But in the green room,
millions of dollars.
Like when she says that, everyone's like
No. I think people were like, there might have been a little bit of mumbling, mm-hmm. but I don't think that there was a. Listen, that's not what the whole money thing nowadays is not. You can win and have a lot of money.
Yeah. When Jeff Probst is really, you know, sucking kneecaps on Joe going in like within like the first 5 minutes of the reunion show,
we were lined up. I didn't hear that. Okay. We were getting ready to move. And I'm sure, you know, Jeff has his guys. And if Savage, you know, I'm sure that like, how about this? If there was any kind of a rig or this, that, and the other, if I've been very good friends with you for over 12 years.
Yeah.
And I've looked you in the eyes and you've been helpful to me in my life. Okay. Then he deserves to have an in. He does. If I'm the executive producer of a show and you've looked after me for a very long time and we're friends and there's a way for me to, that's called nepotism. That's not a bad thing. I don't think anybody should be mad at Savage for that. It just has worked out in the way that's worked out. And by the same token, people that have like busted on Jeff's balls, right?
Yeah.
It's choice consequence. Possibly the consequence is if Jeff has any control over who gets in and who doesn't, I could be fucking tossed out because I bust his balls. Mm-hmm. So everyone's got to live with their choices. And I'm very happy with the choices that I've made. Mm-hmm. I've had a wild, fun life. This experience is clearly this weird tick. And I'm really exhausted with it all. There's no way I go back.
Yeah. How exhausting has just the 2 weeks of this campaign been?
Well, the 2 weeks of the campaigning was not that hard. I'm on social media a lot anyway, so I just directed all of my thoughts towards Survivor stuff, and so that part wasn't easy. That part was not hard at all. The pre-gaming,
yes,
that was the hardest part for the last 2.5 weeks. The alliance,
talking to all
pre-game
people.
Alliance, everyone
of the 32 people, and you don't have to tell me names.
Sure,
of the 32, could you give me a number of the people that you spoke with something about Alliance?
Well, I'll tell you this. I didn't reach out to anyone because I didn't want to be the guy reaching out to anyone.
But people got your number.
Because that puts you in a weaker position.
That was my advice to everybody is don't answer the phone, but don't make any outgoing calls.
I was reached out to by 26 of the 32.
Wow.
Whether it's through the DM, Facebook, and because, you know, the sicko fans, the guys that are really active, I think have put... There was people were attracted to whatever that guy, this is the guy who needs to be like, I got reached out by everybody and there was, you know, there was some mechanics involved and I had a choice of who I kind of wanted to bring this up with. And
can you give me an example? What constitutes a pre, like somebody reaches out like, hey,
what's going on?
You excited?
Hey. Yeah. Or like, you know, or Cass. You know, saying, hey, why don't we work out a Final Five deal?
Final Five?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck you are. What are you talking about? Final Five? Because she was panicked.
Okay, Cass was big into
all over the map, everywhere, all over the place. Like, I didn't hear from Sierra. I didn't hear from Spencer.
Yeah.
I didn't hear from...
The people that you didn't hear from.
Kelly Wentworth.
Did that scare you more than the people? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if I'm not hearing from them, it doesn't mean they're not talking. It just means they're not talking to me.
Yeah.
Because the survivor, and again, if Jeff or Lynn don't want to, if they don't want this to be happening, they need to not announce the 32 people that are going back two weeks and have, because they want it both ways, right? They want 32 people out there slamming social media for advertising and marketing the show, But then to tell people they're not allowed to talk or pregame is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you got 20 people that you want to put on an island to do this with. Of course, their nature is going to be to try and reach out and figure out what to do.
Yeah.
So were those people, I didn't talk to the Spencer, Tasha, Sabrina, and God bless her heart. What a strong lady. I know that woman had a lot going on.
Yeah.
And my heart is broken for her too. I really hope that she's doing okay. We didn't get to talk, Sabrina, but you seem like an absolutely lovely human being. Yeah. I'm really sorry for whatever's going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know she has a lot of stuff going on, in these couple of weeks of the campaigning. I don't even know the whole story.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I've heard there's been loss in the family and to have that going on. And if I'm got loss going on in my family, I'm just like, fuck off. I'm out.
Right. Right.
The idea that she came, she showed up, she sat there to get told no. Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. I have nothing much respect for her.
All right. So Terry, you're excited for him.
Very excited.
Can Terry win?
Terry can win. I think I don't know. Terry's going to need a brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he can, not that Terry's not smart.
Yeah.
Because
but he wasn't good. Like I rewatched Panama as part of like, I've that's super nerdy. I watched all the seasons sure. like in the last year. That Terry, you know, he's great at the challenges. He's a great leader. Like he can rally a tribe, but when it comes time to like when it came time to that merge, and like he was really bad at like these deals he was trying to make with people.
Right, but you have to understand where Terry comes from, right? Terry comes from a military background mm-hmm. where it's impounded in you that you're in a chain of command, so you're either taking orders. Or you're giving orders, but you're not ever asked if you're in the military to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a 55-year-old guy who's not used to creatively thinking. He's a very direct guy. Like, so he either needs to be led or he needs to be followed, but he's definitely not coming up with new ideas. And that doesn't make him dumb. It just means that this game is not all that fitted for the way that his brain works.
Guy to work with because he's going to be super loyal.
He's going to be super loyal.
You don't have to worry about him.
Where you need to go. He's going to work hard. He's going to make you the best camp ever. And at the end of the day, the single most valuable thing on that island is trust.
If
that guy gives you trust, you're gold.
Yeah.
It's the single biggest commodity for sure. I think he's got a shot to get deep. I do.
Yeah.
yeah. A bit. Also because I have, you know, I know I got, you know, there's, I know
yeah.
where he's at in the game right now.
Does he need to keep the other physical threats in the game so that they say, hey, let's vote out the people that are voting out the physical threats? Or is it better for Terry to get out all of the people that are going to be, hey, let's take out the physical threats?
I think, I think that, and again, I don't know anything about this part, but I think Savage and Deeds could end up being bros.
Mm-hmm.
And if those two guys bro out, they could blow.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally could, no one could stop them.
Yeah.
They could literally win every challenge for their, it all depend on how they get set up. Again, this is another thing in Savage's favor. Cause I know that, Probst is not putting his boy out there in any kind of a bad look.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to bury him with like 14 like emotional crackpots.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all within the,
how do you think they're going to break this down? Yeah, do you have any sense of?
I have no idea. Yeah. I haven't heard. I've heard two camps. When they get to 18, it goes to three.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what that would mean.
Yeah. They're gonna start with 20, two tribes of 10, and then vote 18, off two people.
They break into
and
three then go, groups of six.
Okay.
And that's, again, I don't know. That. I think that's what I heard.
That's an interesting way to go.
Sure.
That'd be fun. Okay. So. What else do we want to talk about? I got people asking questions. Want to take some questions?
I feel pretty good. I feel this is, I appreciate this because this is all good for me to, because I'm in the process mode of unwinding and getting out of this because you got to hit the reset button.
And this is you're never going to talk about Survivor again.
I will not. I mean, clearly, if I'm watching the season, I'll shoot off a tweet. But I will not on any level. I'm not addressing this portion of my life ever again.
All right. So could you talk about the aftermath of after the show, the people that are, they got people.
I didn't stick around very long.
So what happens? You just walk out of the building?
I stuck around. I didn't leave right when I didn't get called. I sat there. They went to the commercial. Then they shot them all down. They walked them up, get on the bus. And as they were walking down, I got up and left.
Yeah. Did you talk to anybody else group of 11?
I literally got up, walked out during the middle of them leaving, the ones that got on, and I rolled to the PA, and the PA is like, okay, we're going to get you on the bus and take you back to the Sheraton LAX. I was like, go fuck yourself. I think that was the quote. Give me my fucking phone and give me my treats. Mm-hmm. Cause you get a check for hustling for them. Cause that was literally seconds after it happened. And I was like, no, you don't seem to understand. I'm not getting on a fucking loser bus to roll down to LAX 14 miles. Give me my shit. I'm out of here. And cause I have a bag at LAX at the Sheraton and I'll get it later. Yeah.
Have you connected with anybody else from that group of 11 to sort of say?
I have not.
I saw a bunch of them last night at the, that were out at the, after
and again,
party.
I'm sure they were having fun and
no, they weren't having much fun.
They were not having fun.
No.
Were they drinking their sorrows away?
Jim was.
I don't understand how you could go through that. And again, I'm not a guy that's afraid, but you just heard that terrible news. You've just gone through 4 months. You've just on national TV been shit on. I'm going to go hang out with the guys that are enjoying the victory of the, how does that even work?
Well, what else are you going to do? Like, you live in LA. You can just go home.
I got a life.
You can just go home. These people, they don't have any, like, they're not
this
from here.
This is for them.
This is it for them, but they're out of town. Yeah, go sit in the hotel room.
Got you.
Yeah. So for most of them, I mean, that they're out of towners. What are you going to do?
They bailed over to
this. Like, oh, you want to go to this party? I think they were going to buy them drinks or whatever.
Somebody was like, hey, you want to go to this thing? I met that So girl. She's very sweet. Yeah. Come to the thing. I was like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
And then that wild weirdo who I'm afraid of.
Who, Vince?
Dude.
Vince.
That freak. Yeah. that guy is a freak.
Yeah.
He is a fucking freak.
Yeah, why? What did he do?
He's just weird.
Yeah.
The Rodney dude seems like a lovely kid.
He's a nice guy.
Really sweet kid, that kid. And I related to him because I think that he was able to get away with saying shit on the island like I was. Because he's a really likable kid.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Dan was weird.
Yeah.
I was telling people I was going to go kill him and burn him in their shitty apartment.
Did that kind of stuff scare you of like, some of the stuff that you had done on your original season, like if you were like, calling out Courtney and telling her, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to murder you or kill you, whatever it was.
Sure.
And then if people took that the wrong way, and made it into a big case of Shane hates women or something like that.
That would scare me if I was. Dan is not the kind of person that has the charisma to say that.
To pull that off.
And get over on that. There's a certain kind of guy. The Rodney kid could say that and people would be like, oh, it's just Rodney being Rodney. This guy is a fucking completely socially awkward dude.
He said last week,
awkward,
it's like, I want my mom enough times. I want to wring her neck. Nobody cared. Nobody said anything about that.
Yeah, he's a very weird, awkward dude, socially strange. And I'm not, there's two parts of the whole thing it was beneath Jeff for him to even delve into this, the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
I feel like Will should have been dealt with harder. They should have focused on that in that segment other than Dan. But I think the worst thing ever, dude, is when a guy gets off and goes, it was my edit.
Yeah,
my edit's terrible. I'm not that guy in my edit. No, you are the edit. That's part of what you do. And I think Jeff probably was at the end of his rope and was like, I'm done with people.
They were obviously mad at Dan. They were mad that he was saying.
I believe it was specific, and I have kind of information. I believe it's specifically because it's Jeff's show. Jeff wanted to prove a point.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, world, you want to complain about the edit again? This is what we'll do to you.
Yeah.
I'm done hearing about the edit. And I like the fact that Jeff is protecting the integrity of his property.
Yeah.
Right. And Dan deserved it.
Yeah.
You got shit. It was the edit. It was the edit. And then they show him and it is in the edit. So what, who are you? You sociopath, you fucking weird old socially awkward creep.
Wow.
Well, no, but I mean, it's the guy, Will, we've got it on tape. Will like destroying that poor woman's character.
Yeah. And the difference is Will, whether you believe it or not, actually was like, you know, he apologized that Dan, you know, he apologizes too, but then he's always quick to, but however, and it doesn't.
I also think Will is really unsmart.
Unsmart.
Like on the Mendoza line of.
Yeah.
I think that IQ is not high. That's from what I hear. Sir,
I can't speak to that. As far as his survivor IQ, it's not great.
Correct.
Yeah.
I hear he's not the sharpest guy in the building.
Yeah.
Ever. In any building.
So talk to me just about the spending the day with these 31 other people. was there anybody that made a negative impression on you yesterday?
Tasha. Tasha and I were sitting next to each other, and I kind of nudged in to kind of be playful and goof with her, like, hey, without talking. And we're in front of the people that are the handlers, and she just gave me a scowl.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, okay, well, she's not into the Shane show, which is great.
Yeah.
But then you start to, you know, but everybody else was really, I didn't feel terrible for Natalie. I don't feel terrible for Michaela.
Yeah. They were upset last night too.
Well, they're young and they're lovely and they're going to get over it. They're fine. They'll move on. And in 3 weeks, they'll be doing something and they'll be having a blast. They'll be fine with life. This is a bummer for them for the moment. They're going to be fine. I'm bummed for Jim and T-Bird because they may not come back from this. They could be headed over the edge into some fucking weird territory.
How was Steven doing yesterday?
Steven was fucking terrified he wasn't going to get on, but that's because that's where he comes from.
I had him as somebody, as you know, a lot of people said Steven was a lock, but I had Steven in somewhat of a similar boat as you in that.
No. He's got too much awareness. He's got too much connectivity to Survivor.
Yeah.
He was on in a lock. I think that he's a New York Jew. So I think you guys,
he's actually from out here that, people think he's from New York.
Great. But he looks like it. I mean,
he lives in New York now.
And the stereotype, he's worries.
Yes.
He's neurotic.
Yes.
He's the New York Jew. He's the Woody Allen. That's what, you know what I mean? That's what I don't mean. Like, and again, if anyone wants to shit on me for that, go ahead. Cause I don't give a fuck.
Steven's neurotic.
He's neurotic and worries. And he was literally, I was sitting across from him. He was vibrating.
Yeah.
No, but he was almost physically shaking.
Yes.
He was so scared.
But he was on the show, you know, not as far back as you were. But he was on the show like 5-6 years ago. So it's not like he wasn't just on.
I'm sure he has a tendency to create worst case scenario and live in that because that's what the stereotype does. And the bottom line is that he worked himself up for no reason.
Yeah.
I think Wu was stoked. I don't think I vibed in that room. I vibed that Wu thought he was done.
Yeah.
So I think he was surprised.
He wasn't polling well from what we were seeing, but he was just on the show a year ago.
He polls at like 28%.
Yeah.
And I poll at 94.
Yeah.
And I'm out and he's in.
The thing casual is, there was
must
just,
have been enormous.
It must have been... You know, there was just so much that we don't know. And they didn't say how many people voted. We never heard an official number.
I heard 10 million votes.
Yes.
From someone in an elevator, somebody high up.
But isn't that impressive? Don't you feel like they would have announced that if that was the case?
I don't know. Maybe, how about this? Maybe they were all blowing smoke up each other's asses and saying we got 10 million votes because it wasn't ballots.
10 million. I heard it was 20 million. Yeah.
So
we don't know.
Clearly, about this, clearly the hardcore
fans. It was
fans,
substantial, though.
Yeah, and clearly the hardcore fans were not driving the boat. It was the casual. I mean, the casual fans were driving the boat.
Yeah.
Or no?
I think that it was probably like a third internet people, because there were some people that were big on the internet that I can't imagine had big casual appeal that got on. PG, I can't imagine the casual fan said, you know, we're going to vote, you know, PG in and... So I think that it was probably like if we were 25% and the casual audience was, 75%, I think that we had a say, but I think that the casual audience had a bigger say and are going to put their put Wu on, you know, put, you know, the Keith on and stuff like that. The people that we didn't have doing particularly well.
Troyzan, sweet man.
Yeah.
Had no alliance going with anybody. So was bummed.
Yeah. I talked to him last night.
You could tell the whole time he was freaked out. He wasn't going to get on. Seems like a super sweet man. They'll get him on.
Yeah.
He'll definitely get back.
All right. Who's the first person out?
The first person out is Spencer, unless he's got himself locked up, which I think
really?
He does. I think
I'm worried about Spencer.
I think Spencer and Tasha and Sierra and Monica might have something cracking.
Yeah.
Pre-game.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he's in big trouble. Sierra, if she doesn't, is in big trouble. This is from what I know.
Yeah. Here's why I worry about Spencer, that he's just he's a young lad. And I worry, like, there are a lot of grownups on this season. And grownups and seasoned Survivor veterans.
Yeah, he's in bad shape if he doesn't. Whatever he did out on for that Vlachos land is not going to fly.
But even on that season, he really never got anything going on his own. Like, he's a very smart guy and he knows the game, but it wasn't like he was wheeling and dealing. He was more like reacting to a lot of what Tony was doing.
And there's something to be said about being able to react well.
Yeah.
Into certain situations. But he's not smart. He's not as smart as he's not a mastermind game player.
Well, no.
Like a goofy, sweet kid.
But he's like a chess player. He really is a smart gamer, but I don't think he has the real world experience yet of dealing with people in their, you know, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s.
Definitely like doesn't. He does not have a lot of life experience.
You can
tell it reeks off of him.
Yeah.
He seems very goofy and young.
Yeah. And like in person, he seems younger than
even more awkward. He's kind of, even his body's weird. And they put him in the fucking Charlie Brown outfit. It's literally, the guy looked like he raided Charlie Brown's wardrobe. I mean, the guy, he's awkward. It's like he's a Spencer Brown, Charlie's nephew or cousin. Yeah.
So I worry about Spencer. I hope he does well. I do worry for him. So you think he's in trouble?
I think he's in trouble. I think Fishbot could be in trouble if he's not worked something out. I'm trying to think who else. Who can win?
I'd love to know who you think is going to be out first, but also who's going to win.
I cannot tell you who I think can win because I don't want to blow anything up.
Right. So can you tell me, who is in the mix that you could see as potentially a winner? Could you say that?
I can't. Okay. I can tell you this. I think that one of the four people I was involved with is going to win wholeheartedly.
So one of the four people, so you had something, a group of five, or you were in a group of four?
I was in a pregame alliance with four people.
Okay.
We were locked.
Got it.
We were quiet. We had a conference call about it.
Those other four people all get on?
Everyone got on but me.
Okay.
The other three people got on.
Wait, the other three people?
There was four of us. Okay,
it was a group of four.
Five is too many mouths.
The other three got on.
Yeah, we went four, and we were initially three. We reached out for one more. We were all good with those four. We had a conference call. We figured out everything we were going to do.
Conference call?
Well, no, the four of us, we even figured out if like three of us end up on one tribe, one ends up on the other. Does the three
throw the challenges?
Throw the challenge to help the guy alone with the one get his feet. Like we were very much up in the game.
Wow.
And I will not say anything more than that because I think I absolutely believe that one of those four people is winning.
Okay. All right. Let me tell that. Let's take some questions here. Okay.
Sued for any of this shit. I can't.
Well, what did you say?
I didn't say anything, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it'd be great for me if they sued me.
Okay.
Let this corporate, I haven't given away any trade secrets. I've just been talking about is that in the rules that you can't pregame? I don't think it is.
I don't know. You signed like a lengthy.
Yeah. I mean, but how about this? Yeah. What are you going to do? Come sue me. The idea, I would blow that up on my radio show tomorrow. CBS corporate conglomerate behemoth.
Yeah.
CBS sues freak.
Can you, tell people, people have been following you for weeks. They're crying. We don't get to see there's Shane. No, we don't get to hear Shane.
You got
to
understand there's no crying
on
about.
The, you are on the radio 5 days a week?
Monday through Friday.
How could people hear you?
Well, how about this? I don't want to, I'm not the guy, I'm not a shill.
But tell people, if people are dying to hear from you.
I'm not a shill. Like, I hate people that go on to promote something. I came on here to have a talk with you about this game.
That's fine. But
find me on Twitter, okay. That's Shane Powers, and you'll be able to track whatever. I have a very big following on the on a morning radio show.
Yeah.
It's way ahead of its time. It's an application. It's called Dash Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is it's basically Sirius, but for your phone. You plug it right into your car, and it's got 80s, 90s, soul, rock, folk, Christian, and I have the talk radio show. I'm the Howard Stern of Dash Radio.
Okay.
And it's called The Shane Show. You click on it, channel, and it runs 24 hours a day.
Dash Radio.
Dash Radio.
Okay.
Live 4 to 6 every morning for the morning drive in New York, and then we loop the show 24 hours a day on the channel.
Okay. All right. Let's take a couple of these questions. This is from Game Time Fitness. I am baffled Shane Powers did not get on the next season.
I'll let it go. It's okay. Going to be all right, Game Time.
All right.
I promise you. I'm still having, you know, I'm having things with it, pangs.
Yeah.
But I'll be done by Monday.
Shane, you tweeted the cast looked great, except one. I would want to know.
Me.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Petty Cloud Pumpkin. The cast looks sick, except for me.
All right. Who do you think was the person that took the 10th spot?
I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
Woo or Savage, Woo, Savage, or Dietz. And by the way, if Dietz got it over me, I'm fine with it. And if Savage or Woo got it, the Savage did an unbelievable job campaigning, right?
Yeah.
It would be, by the way, here's the thing. It should be me and not Woo. Like if I'm the guy that, if I have the magic wand and I'm the CBS people, yeah. I'm like, get Woo out of there. Put Shane. This is ridiculous. The Woo guy's a super sweet kid. What an unbelievable energy.
Nice, very nice guy.
I would want to hang out with that guy once a week and have him teach me how to surf, and I would be into his vibe. Mm-hmm. He does not deserve to be there over me. He does not. That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? The fans don't agree.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Put him on.
Super
yeah.
sweet guy.
And he has a name that was easy. He has a lot going for him in
Asian
terms of
looking man in the history of Asian. There is not one good looking Asian man in the world except for Wu. I mean,
you don't want to walk that back,
my buddy Greg. No. There are no good looking Asian men.
Yes, there are.
Fat dude.
Yul Kwan.
Oh, hold on. There's four good looking Asian men in the history of the world.
No.
Yul, Wu.
That's not
Bruce
true.
Bruce Lee.
That's not true. Have you met Daniel Liu?
No.
Come on.
There's four good looking Asian men in the history.
Stop.
How about No.
Put your glasses. You dropped your glasses. Put your glasses back on.
Lots of beautiful Asian women. There's four good Asian men ever.
Then that's not
in the history of the world.
That's not true. You need to see more people.
I don't. I'm pretty sure about that. Five. Okay. I'm sorry. There's five good looking Asian men in the history of the world.
I'm going to introduce you to some more.
By the way, before you get all PC, that's called a joke. And if you don't like that kind of humor, don't go to the radio show in the morning.
Yes. Michael Norris wants to know, will you go back if they guaranteed you were making it on?
That.
Okay, and
they've
you didn't have to go through the casting process. No.
No,
that's
they've
it.
Done that.
That's it.
That one's a wrap. They've already tried that one. Bags packed.
Okay. All right. This is from Almost Famous who wants to know, Shane in Boston for Amazing Never. Race. No.
I'm not a reality show junkie.
Yeah.
I'm not a guy trying to fucking get famous on reality shows. The Survivor is the ultimate game. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and then we'll stop talking about the game, is the first 15 seasons, 13, 14 seasons, there was, and even, how about this? It was even, the first 8 seasons of Survivor was a game, and oh, by the way, they were shooting it for television.
Mm-hmm.
It's all different now. Now it's a television show where a game breaks out, and that's the biggest difference between the old school and the new school. I don't want to go on a show to be famous. I want to go on because I love the game of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
You can, it's not like, Amazing Race? No. So you have this Phil guy yelling at me?
All right.
Fuck off.
Brent Walgamon wants to know, does Shane blame CBS for putting so many recent men in the pool? Do you think that it should have been more spaced out in terms of,
I mean, how about this? Maybe they did the thing with the pool. I don't, maybe they could do the, maybe they could, I don't know. No, look, I looked at the 32. I thought I was a lock. Mm-hmm. I'm delusional about the fan base that I had, but I felt unbelievable all the way to the point before I sat. I thought I was a lock until 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
How could I be mad?
Yeah. I'm mad.
Are you really?
I am mad about this. Saf Zach says, Shane, if you could pick the cast, who would you pick?
That cast is great.
Yeah.
I would put me in instead of Woo.
Mm-hmm.
That T-Bird girl before Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Maybe Troyzan before Keith.
Yeah, I think the Keith thing doesn't bum me out because I feel like
you want to talk about a lovely man.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He fits a mold. He fits a character role.
You need the old guy.
Soft, gentle old guy doesn't really know what he's doing, but doesn't.
He's wacky.
Matter of fact, not afraid. I'm in on him.
Yeah. I feel like that you have the wacky old guy in Keith. You don't need the wacky young guy in Woo.
Is Woo wacky?
I think he's wacky. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't exactly know what's going on. Okay, this is from...
By the way, I don't ever want... And again, this is only because I'm not... It's not the Shane Show. It's not my... I'm not... My caricature of me is not out there. I don't want anybody on that cast to feel bad at all about getting onto that thing. Like, I don't want...
Oh, and I'm none
sure
of them
they,
do.
I'm sure they don't. But like... No, but to come home and
none
read,
of them do, and none of them will that a month and a half from now,
not even they're all
anybody. Yeah, they're not even gonna... Nobody's gonna ever watch
100%.
This. Okay. This is from Shari Geller, who says, some of us did look for your name first when the list was posted. Was there anyone that you would have targeted?
You mean when I was out there?
I guess so.
Yeah, I would have gone after Spencer. I would have gone after... Hold on, shit. Sorry.
It's a long 24 hours.
Spencer, Sierra.
Why Sierra?
Because I know she's up to no good. And yeah. I know that she's smart enough to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
She was a threat. So Spencer, Sierra,
you know, she did, it took her a long time. Like there were people who were, you know, there was like a couple of waves of people that talked to me and she was literally the last person that talked to me. And, you know, I feel like some of the people that just didn't want to talk to me, I felt like there's either they felt like they didn't need me, or it's like they didn't want to like show their hand, which makes me say they had a hand. You know what I mean?
And
like,
who were those last people?
Spencer and Sierra.
Right. And those two are working together 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've reached out to Monica and I believe that Vetus might even be in on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's my guess.
They have, there's some connective tissue there, you know, and there's nothing
Monica's
that links.
Mom or they know.
Yeah.
Know
well, that Monica played with Sierra's mom.
Right.
They
definitely have something going on. By the way, those are the only four people I didn't talk to, except for one of them I did have coffee with and she kept it on the shish.
Did you talk to Vetus at all before you went?
I did talk to Vetus. We had coffee. We had a very nice time. I felt like we were, in a good spot.
Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't have trusted him ultimately, because Vetus is still trying to prove himself to himself. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that winning the game of Survivor in his head is going to prove something to himself.
When I talked to Terry seemed like he was down on Vetus. Like I asked him about Vetus and Terry said, and maybe it could have been a smokescreen, but he was sort of like, you know, he's not ours, you know, and he was very complimentary about ours.
And he's not ours. Ours is a good kid who has done some shit mm-hmm. in his life. So, and he's proven himself to himself. So there's not the frenetic, mm-hmm. and not that Vetus is a bad guy. He reminds me of there's nothing worse than a grown man who hasn't proven himself to himself. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Because then you're like spinning out of control. You don't really have this confidence about you. How about this? You had it for a very long time. You don't have it anymore. Like now that I'm sitting with you, you've proven yourself to yourself. You've built yourself a nice world and a thing and a house and you got to like, you're good with you. And that's important for a man.
So I'm okay with me.
You're okay with you. Yeah, well, no one's ever going to be perfect with you, with
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah.
But you've proven yourself to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you when you hadn't, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You were still scattered and out of your fucking mind.
Right.
I don't think Vetus has proven himself to himself. And so I think that Survivor in his head is going to be, I think he thinks to himself, if I win this, then I'll be okay. And I think that makes him dangerous.
Okay. All right. Let's take a couple more questions. This is from Trevor Chong. How do you think Vetus will do? We just got that.
Trevor, eat a dick.
This is from Kid Lego, who says, since you are on Team Terry and Team Savage, are there any females from the cast you're rooting for?
I mean, are there any females?
Were you just looking to bro down on this thing?
I mean, how about this? There was a little reverence for Kelly Wigglesworth.
Yeah.
I actually stood up.
Because you got along better with the guys in Panama than the women. Yeah, you were butting heads with Danielle. And again, it might have been the women that you were with.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney was a bummer. And Dan, and I was also, I was 34 and had been unchecked in my life mm-hmm. for years. So it was like, people aren't acting the way I want them to. Roar! Yeah. So that was a different guy.
Yeah.
I have a reverence for Wigglesworth. Just she's the reason we're all here.
Yeah.
She's the reason why you and I are talking. Like you could make a case that you need to write her a small piece of your check and send it to her, because without her and Richard and Matt doing that, this doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That easily could have been Utopia. That show, right? Yeah. Nobody could have.
Yeah. No, they got it. That first season. I mean, so many things.
Could be Utopia without them. So that she should not have even been voted. She right. should have. They should have just racked her off.
And the show has had such a, like, you know, Mark Burnett has had just like a horseshoe, you know, up his, you know, his ass with so many things through the people.
He's so checked out on Survivor.
Right.
He doesn't even know. He hasn't seen a Survivor. He hasn't been to an office. That guy is just like goes to his mailbox and is picking up $1 billion checks. I would imagine.
Yeah.
And it's all left in Jeff's hands. And, you know, Jeff's not.
Did you see Mark yesterday?
No, he wasn't there.
No, I heard he was there.
He didn't come into the back.
Yeah.
To the second chance thing, which I think is weird. Wouldn't he have said, hey, good luck, everybody?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a couple of people that he was on there. He at least did the red carpet and he was there.
He might have done the red carpet and gotten his car and gone home.
Maybe. Like, I'll watch it at home later.
If he owns if he created the show and he's there, I would imagine that he would have popped his head in and been like, not talk to anybody specifically, but just been like, good luck, guys. Cause that's what he did. And didn't he do that to you?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
No, Jeff is running that ship. That's Jeff's show. And you know, Jeff's by the way, we all treat Jeff like he's Zeus. And with that show he is, but Jeff's a human being. And at some point, you know, Jeff's gotta be tired of this. I think Jeff hates going to dinner parties and going, oh yeah, that's the fucking game show host, right? Because I think he's tried to get the talk show crack and that isn't working. I think he wanted to do the Regis thing. That hasn't happened. I think he's hoping to be the Howard.
To me, I feel like though that he was in a place where I think he tried for so long to get away from it. Like he wanted to get out of the orbit or get out of the gravity of Survivor. And he was like, I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to direct a movie and I'm going to go.
So you
do
think Survivor. He's come back and I think he's sort
of
fate.
Yes. I think he's sort of come back to, I think he hates to go away, but you know, I think he's at a place where, okay, well, I'm going to go just go away for four months out of the year.
And he can rationalize it in his head. Like, I'm not the guy in the goofy shorts going, are you, Survivor's ready. He's now the runner of the show.
Runner of the show.
Right.
And I'm going to make what? How many million dollars a year?
Millions.
And if Survivor goes away, what's Jeff's next job?
There is no need. I have $30 million.
I guess so. So this is a retirement plan.
How about this?
He's not an old guy. So
not an old guy. And he seemed for the first time. And I've seen this. He seemed like he was really enjoying being in charge, I guess.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the last time I saw him, he seemed super happy and it seemed like he was in a really good mood about everything.
Great. Well, God bless.
Yeah. Did you feel like that was the case yesterday?
No, yesterday he didn't. He seemed tired and he seemed like a super.
I think they just got back also from filming this last go around.
I think he was very much into when he has to put on the the garb.
Yeah.
I think it probably still, and it says like, I think he's probably like, fuck, I'm the showrunner to the one of the biggest properties in the history of CBS.
Yeah.
And 14 days a year, I got to be the world's brightest Carson Daly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think that's probably where he lives in his head on nights like last night.
Yeah.
So
a lot going on. All right. Let's do Zero Yams. Please ask Shane what Max said to him after he found out he didn't make it.
Max was very sweet, very complimentary. Max was fucking sad. Max was blown away that I wasn't on.
Yeah.
And he's a sweet kid.
Yeah.
Him and I would never vibe out. He's a little too awkward for me.
Yeah.
But again, I haven't also been around him when he was drunk. Maybe he's a lovely, maybe he chills out a little bit, but he's not trying to hurt nobody. He's just a really sweet kid.
Yeah.
And I think he was pretty shocked I didn't make it.
Yeah.
I think he was like, what? No, what?
Yeah. I saw him posting on Twitter. He's
a sweet kid.
Yeah. He was very bummed out. Okay. Let's go to Nicholas Hartman, who says, I'd love to hear Shane's thoughts about the idea of the fan vote. Is it an appropriate way to cast seasons? Was this
100%. 100%.
It was a good idea.
Well, how about this? Have you seen that cast?
Yeah.
Minus me. That's a fantastic cast.
Mm-hmm.
So the fans got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Almost.
Like, but as a, if I'm the CBS dudes, if I'm Jeff, if I'm Lynn, I'm like, man, they got, this is going to be a, that's going to be a fun cast. Yeah. That's going to be a great season.
Do you think a year from now, are they doing this again?
How about this? I don't know. They better not call me because I'm definitely not in.
Definitely not in. Oh my
God.
That
is a great cast.
Yeah.
Though this one is going to be a blast to watch.
Yeah. You're excited to watch this.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been excited to watch Survivor in years.
Are you going to say when any of these people come home, are you going to say, you know, Terry, tell me how it went. Do you want to know?
Well, no. The four people that I'm involved with or was involved with, and now I'm no longer there. I'm going to want to hear everything that went down. Of course. I'm going to want to hear it all.
Okay.
100%.
All right. Then this is from Z near X. Shane, did anyone lend you your wooden BlackBerry? Stop. There's no jokes, Scott.
No, you can joke. That one's just boring. That one's a terrible joke.
Okay.
My wooden BlackBerry, the thing.
Okay. Michael GMO, what are your thoughts on Culpepper?
Met him exactly how I figured. He's a lot.
Yeah.
He's a lot. There's a lot going on. He is adamant that he is, there's a lot, and he doesn't seem very, I don't know what's going on with him, but he seems conflicted. I don't know what that is. I don't know how that is. He doesn't seem like a bad guy at all. He definitely is used to having shit his way.
Yeah.
Right. At home, his life with football, like he's used to having his stuff his way.
Did you see him after that? He didn't get on. I heard he was pissed.
I mean, I don't understand how that guy could be pissed because he didn't do one piece of social media.
Yeah.
That's just his woman reached out to me, who I've never spoken to.
Monica.
She DM'd me and was like, this wonderful, maternal, beautiful girl. She was like, please, Brad's not like that. I wouldn't be with a crazy person. Like she was reaching. She was like doing the thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have not spent enough time with Brad. But Brad just seems like a lot. And he doesn't seem resolved, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's not a great guy.
Yeah. He was in a tough spot last night, too, where, you know, there was two spots left and they go to him in the front row and it's him between Joe and Spencer.
I would have gotten up and left. I would have been in on the joke and been fun and would have been like, I would have looked at Jeff and been like, come on, dude, and just walked out.
Yeah.
And that would have been the way to get
out.
It
was almost like, They almost put the seats in a way that there was like no drama when they got down to that. It was either poor planning or it was like that they wanted to like really like.
Did you know I was done too?
No, but I was I was starting to get worried.
You were doing the numbers.
I was doing the numbers, but I was so nervous watching the show for everybody that I'm like.
You must have been in a panic for Fishbach.
I was really, I was really nervous.
So you had
I was the most nervous for him.
Of course, he's your closest guy.
Yeah, and I really like Spencer too. And I was nervous. But I wasn't nervous for him. But Steven, I was just like I know how like Steven, like in just talking with Steven,
really
went back and forth of should I do it? Should I not do it?
No.
Wanted
it.
He really wanted to do it, but he was really worried he wasn't going to do well. And he was also worried about like, should I leave my job? If I, if,
I know, but this is only going to help him with that brand. What's he, People Magazine Survivor?
No, no, he has a day job. He has a day job, and he had to leave his day job, and he was worried.
He's a sweet kid. He's a sweet kid.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go
well for him.
I don't think it's going to go. I think he's got an uphill battle.
He's in big trouble.
Yeah,
he's in big trouble. I don't know if. How about this? Him and I talked a lot.
Yeah.
Him and I talked a lot pregame.
Yeah.
He was not in those four people that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But he would have been definitely somebody that, like, the second I hit the island, I would have reached out to him and been like, yo, and maybe not unveiled all of it, but I would have been like, I would have kept him because I feel like he was so nervous and worried that I think if you would have just offered him any type of safety, you would have had him for at least four, like 12 days.
Yeah.
Then he gets his feet under him and he starts to see what's going on. And then you'd have to be worried about him making a move.
Yeah.
But for the first three or four tribals, I would have swooped him in.
Yeah. I think he'll be okay for a little bit because he's not, and he's also like you have the perception he's a nerd, but he's actually like, he's strong. Yeah. He's a bigger guy. He's not like Cochran out there. You know,
I thought maybe he'd been lifting.
Yeah. He may have. I think he was training.
He was like, you could tell he like might've had that like weird nerd man strength.
Yeah.
Where you like lift a fucking Volkswagen, like, sort of like on a special edge, you
know, like the crew team. Yeah.
You know, those kids that are like mentally challenged, some kids, they just have that weird fucking, you know, have you ever
shaken? Tell me about the Asian man again.
Dwarf's hand. Have you ever, cause those midget small people, I don't know what the word is for them now that's politically correct. They have weird strength.
Mm-hmm.
Steven seems a little bit like that.
Yeah.
That's probably why I lost the casual vote. But if you,
Jesse wants to know, what's that?
Am I lying?
I don't know. Jesse wants to know, if everybody has a pregame alliance, nobody has a pregame alliance. Is there anything to that?
I think that the one that I was talking about will splinter off quickly as shit unfolds. The four I was in are locked in.
Okay. All right. Let's do a couple more questions. This is from Haley Ford. I don't know if the real one. Do you think that people like Kelly Wentworth and Monica have a good chance of winning due to the fact that they're not memorable as the other castaways?
Oh, do they have a chance of winning?
Yeah.
The show?
Yeah.
They don't, because they need one of those weird alpha bully type dudes to lock in with and then take to the end. Like Boston Rob, alpha, but a bully in a nice way and a charismatic bully.
Yeah.
Russell's not he's an uncharismatic bully, but those guys, like those kind of leaders, A-type leader dudes, they need a fawn, right? Mm-hmm. And the fawn, I hate the fact that like, oh, you know, Natalie Tenorelli was a goat and she just got taken. No, an alpha needs someone to follow him. Because if an alpha is just walking alone, he's just a fucking lonely guy taking a walk.
Yeah.
Like Natalie locked in with that Rob dude, they started to control things because they had numbers and safety.
Let me tell you somebody else who I think could do well this season.
I totally did not agree, though, when you said she could win.
Who, Monica?
Nuts. No, you said Natalie Tenorelli. I was like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think she would have done well. I think Monica is somebody that you have to watch out for here. But somebody else who I think could do pretty well is Jeremy. What do you think of that?
I really like that. Yeah. I would really hope that Jeremy would get,
because he's not like one of these guys where it's like, oh, he's like, you got to watch out for that. He's a big challenge beast. You know, you don't worry about him winning all the immunities. And he's also like, he's a smart guy. But he's not like, you know, oh, he's a super strategist that you got to watch out for.
The older I get, also, I'm more about energy.
Yeah.
And I had to sit next to him like they had us lined up. He's a fucking lovely guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's a lovely dude. There's not a weird dark bone in his body. Like I just would have wanted, like, it's down to you or Jeremy or it's down to Jeremy and Fishbach. I just like being around this guy more.
He's
Fishbach, you're gone. Like, that would have been, no, because he's,
I get it. That's a huge deal. Yeah. No, he's a really, really
fun
guy.
3 more days of Shane or Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Like three more days of Maniac or Jared. Like, you know, it's a no brainer.
Yeah.
Nice guy, Jeremy. I kissed him on his noggin.
Yeah. Beautiful. What about Shireen? You think that she's in trouble?
Hold on a second.
Okay. Shane's phone is blowing up. Multiple phones blowing up.
Hold on.
Okay.
My girl.
Saying, what are you doing? Are you seeing somebody else? Like, no, I'm doing nerdy podcasts at 10:30 at night.
No, my girl's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, Perez Hilton. Shane being left out is a national tragedy.
National tragedy.
From Perez Hilton. Hi, my love. I hate that creep. He's the worst human being in the world, Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Hi, you're gay. You don't want anybody to know, but I'm going to decide that it's time for you to come out or I'm going to tell people.
Yeah.
That's the worst kind of evil dude in the history of the world. That guy also talks shit about people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like that ugly 3-year-old, like he was talking about Adam Sandler and his ugly kid.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're going to attack a 3-year-old kid. The great news, and then we'll get back. But the great thing about that is that Perez Hilton's kid is the ugliest, most fucking hideous human being in the history of humans. That's the get back. Have you seen Perez Hilton's kid? Things are fucking frightening. Scarewig.
Yeah. Well,
move on.
I'm afraid of that happening to me. So I'm going to say that
you have a pretty kid. Your kid's really sweet.
Hilton's kid is good looking. Kid.
No, he's not.
All right. This is from Zool BB.
Yes, 100%.
Do you think that season 31 will live up to the expectations?
It's going to live up to the expectations. I don't know what the expectations are, but I guess are the expectations like, this is going to be great?
I think people are like, oh my God, it's going to be the best season ever.
Okay. This is going to be a great season. And I think that what we're going to learn is that the old schoolers are going to bring back some
normalcy.
Not normalcy. They're just going to pull it out of the Instagram, Twitter, social media age, and it's going to be a really nice mix of, yo, you can't do that, and we're not allowing you to do that.
Talk to me about a couple of those older people from way back. Varner was somebody you said
guy's got a shot at going, somewhat deep.
Yeah, you were taunting him this week.
I was taunting him this week. He seemed, you know, he is. I was around him yesterday in the green room. Oh my God. Infectious energy.
I'm happy that he got on. I thought he was on the bubble too. You know, we didn't know if it was going to be
definitely in. I guess. Well, I thought I was.
But again, if it was just overwhelmingly the people that watched the TV show, we're talking about a guy that was on the show 15 years ago.
Right. And by the way, he deserves it over me. Mm-hmm. If it came down to Varner and I, he fucking hustled 1,000 times harder than I did with the campaign.
He worked hard.
Fact, math is math. He deserves to be on, and I deserve to be here.
What about Kimmy?
Kimmy, she's going to be, I don't know about her.
Yeah. I think she's going to be fun TV.
I think so too.
I think she's going to be fun. She's sort of like a loose cannon. I think she's going to be fun.
I don't know enough about her.
Yeah. Season. Abby Maria.
She's going to be fine. She's going to be easily used. She's desperate to feel safe.
You think she's a candidate for first boot?
No. Joe is a candidate for first
some
boot.
Team, if they would get rid of Joe, if you're out there trying to win challenges, that,
yeah, if it's Savage and Dietz or Vetus, yeah, they all get each other and go, wait, this guy, A, didn't deserve it, and fuck off, get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy has no connect with any of the older people.
If there's anything that Survivor veterans hate, it's the new hotness.
Correct.
Is that fair?
Correct. How about this? Not entirely, because I love. Oh, I guess Shireen's not hot. Is that what you mean by good looking?
Well, yeah. Like, but what I mean, the color. New hotness is like Cochran would have been like the new, like whatever the next
whatever
new
the
thing
next guy is.
Yes.
First of all, I don't think that Joe guy is the next guy.
Yeah.
At all. That Mike guy is amazing.
Yeah.
Joe will be gone soon. 100%. And that's not anything other than he's like the 13th bad version of Ozzy. Like Ozzy's, you know what I mean? And Ozzy walks into a room, he fucks anybody he wants because he's got the thing. This Joe guy is a little bit on the man bun. he's a bad version of Ozzy. Sweet kid.
Yeah.
But not, he's going to go very quick.
Yeah. What about Malcolm? And he's not, I know he's not on this cast. You like Malcolm?
I've never met him. Yeah. He seems like a very sweet guy.
Okay. All right.
Isn't maybe a man? Maybe the this guy Joe is the Z version of Malcolm.
I think so.
He's the Z version of Ozzy.
Yeah, I think he's more of a Malcolm than an Ozzy. Mr. Binks says, anyone from previous seasons that you went back that were
in the pool? I don't care. They'll figure that out. But I really hope they give that T-Bird and that Jim dude a shot.
Yeah.
If only for putting him through that torture.
Yes.
And Troyzan. Those three, definitely, they should ship those guys back on.
Okay.
Put them on a Heroes, Villains, or Budweiser, Vought, or 8.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
All right, let's do a couple more questions with Shane. Slow. And then, okay. Then Nate Hall says, do you think that people like Spencer and Kelly, who didn't make a push for pregame alliance, have more overall longevity than people who have?
I don't have any idea how that went. Can you read that again?
If you didn't have a pregame alliance, will you have more longevity for people that did?
It depends on the pregame alliance, mm-hmm. right? I think that the one that I picked, that they have going on is solid. Mm-hmm. I feel like the other one is could splinter at any time if people.
Are you aware of other alliance?
Just the two.
Okay, what you had going on,
there's something going on with Sierra Spence. I know.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I don't know, but I can vibe when they were all eat. I can vibe the whole thing.
All right, Burn. This wants to know: did Superfan Shireen lose her mind when she saw you?
She is very into me.
Yeah.
Very sweet. She took a selfie of, like, you know, she's a lovely human being, and she's the perfect color, Rob, her skin.
Yeah.
Whatever that brown, black, white, like the
olive skin tone.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And a lovely human. And she was blown. She was fucking freaked out she couldn't believe that I didn't make the show either. She was like, that's insane.
Yeah. I believe she said in her interview with me that she would give up her spot for you.
Well, that's very sweet of her.
But she said, you know, it was talk.
I would never want her to do that. She's not allowed to do
all
that.
All right, let's take one more question from the people watching. This is from Coach Sofa Cushion. Do you think that Cass or Kelly Wigglesworth have the biggest target on their back for the ladies and why? Let's do one. I mean, this is the last time Shane is ever going to talk about Survivor Second Chance. Do we have one really important question, Scott?
I think that Cass has got herself into real trouble because everybody on the island knows that she's reached out to everybody.
I think she's in. That would be my pick also.
Cass is the first boot.
Yeah. And again, I think I picked her for first boot on the season she was on last time. So
No. She is 1000%. You hear it first.
She's not good. She's not great in the challenges.
She is the first boot. No matter what happens. She's the first boot.
Proven
right.
to people that she has issues with loyalty.
No, she's the first boot.
Yeah. I think she's got an uphill battle.
We're done with it.
Okay.
First boot is Cass.
Okay. This is from Amazing Race Top Fan. Do you think Terry has any chance at making 100%. The merge? Or 100%. Is he too much of a challenge threat?
No. 100%.
100%. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Shane, what else?
This is fun. No. That's it? Good. I definitely am not... I will tweet and I'll watch the show next. If I didn't mean, like, when I said I'm never talking about Survivor, this is a funeral for this whole, because everyone wanted to know and the thing. And I'm just, as far as my process with Second Chance, I will never talk about it again. And so far as I'm not, no other press outlet's going to, I'm done with this.
That's it.
I go away for the summer. I'll be an excited fan and watch the show. And then I might get fucking... There might be a night I'm like motivated. You know, I think there's been a couple times in the 12 years where I got all fired up and I was like, come talk to me.
Yes. I think it was during Blood versus Water. I think
it was one like, of come over. I'm fucking.
Yeah. Do you have any desire to talk to any of these other 11 people or any of these other 10 people that are.
No. T-Bird and Jim just want to. And Troyzan.
Yeah.
I really, really just stay the course. I feel like Troyzan's definitely getting back on. I feel like the T-Bird, because of this backlash, Reese, this like, I feel like she's got a shot at getting out. I feel like this is it.
Did anybody reach out to you today from CBS? Did Lynn, anybody involved with casting call you today? And like,
I had very lengthy discussions with Lynn just about life, but I also hit them up. I just said, because trying to deal with me in this process of getting everything ready is not easy. And so I've looked at all, I hit everybody that was in charge of like, get this and get that. And I'm like, next time I just said, listen, you guys are all great. because the people she has working for are amazing. Those women are lovely. And, whatever. We talked a little bit.
Shane.
This was fun.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming here.
Yeah, I really, look, this was a big thrill for me. I know that you were the ultimate survivor get today for a guest.
And everybody.
Yeah.
I would today.
Yeah.
For today, I was the big survivor.
You're a great get.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Was not such a great get. I didn't make the show. Mike would have been the big get yesterday, right?
Yeah. Mike, we talked to him this morning also. So it was a busy day with the Survivor podcast. All right. Shane, thank you so much. Shane is on Twitter at the Shane Powers.
Correct. Okay. That's it. And find me.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for watching this live. Shane's got a smoke. We've got, I recorded a 2-hour podcast recapping everything from the finale last night with Josh Wigler. That's going to be up on Friday. Evolution of Strategy Volume 2 is dropping on Friday. Plenty of stuff. Check it out.
Survivor of Idiots, Season 9. Saturdays at 4. Ethos of Edgenologic. Mondays at 2.
Yeah. All right. You know where to find it. Robinsonwebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.